Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kuhnen this time, Denise Dirks, and then our producer, Cal Hunter. I thought I'd just reverse the roles there. It is August 19th, 2023, and man, it's been hot in the West Coast, and we're just loving doing our program. Remember, we're not giving legal advice, seek counsel. We're talking only about general topics of law. Outside our wonderful studio here, we've got these cool ranchers out here. We have beautiful open space easement that we can see, and they got the goats and the sheep, you know, cruising around, and what an awesome view that we love.
You are kidding about the heat.
It's brutal.
I went out to my car, I think it was like Wednesday or Thursday, to my car after work, got in, and it said 110. And I'm looking at it going, okay, that's just because my car is darker, and that's what it is. So I started up thinking, okay, it's going to go down. It still felt hot. Start driving home. Halfway home, I looked down. It was up to 112. And I was like, good heavens.
It was a very – my car said 117, and then it went down. So it was crazy.
It's August in Northern California, folks. This is how it is here.
Yeah, my wife
been that way for years.
Yeah, my wife sent me a picture. It said 118 on her car, and that was she's driving on the freeway.
Yeah,
118.
Yeah.
So we're but you know what's interesting about the West Coast is you guys notice this is bizarre. And I got a knock on wood. Everyone knock on wood. No, the fires have been like minimal. Remember, we're just burning up for years. The fires
I don't think we should talk about that.
That's what I'm saying. They've been minimal. And probably because everything's burned up, there's nothing else to burn. But, you know, I think.
Remember we did that segment when Sonoma, I think it was burning, Sonoma County, and we talked about insurance policies and all of that?
Right.
Well, all of that stuff is back in the news now because of what's going on in Lahaina.
Right.
So
that's right.
Right now it's too soon to talk about it maybe, but...
Yeah, not yet.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, getting an insurance policy renewed in California, my wife and I learned the hard way. They just said, we're not going to renew your policy. Yeah. I said, why? You live in California. Not going to do it.
No,
so we're now...
I got my policy. 1 month I bought my house, I got my policy canceled because we lived on the wetlands.
Yeah.
I know, the wetlands. Yeah. I know. Yeah, I live out in an area that I have probably an acre and a half, maybe even 2 acres of green grass around me. Everyone's like, grass, why are you watering? Well, I have cattle. I actually have cows. I have pastures, 10 acres all around. It's the odds of fire hitting my house are going to be slim because it's got to go across. And I guess what? I turn on those sprinklers. And so, it's actually hot, but it's nice to not have the fires. The smoking. It's the smoke, too, right?
Right. Oh, gosh. Remember that one year?
That was crazy.
My throat was sore for months.
Mm-hmm. Our friends in Washington State are feeling it right now as well. Canada and Washington State are both getting hit pretty hard. So.
Oh, yeah. It was on the east coast of Canada, and now it's on the west coast of Canada.
Yep. Right.
And now we've got a hurricane coming our way from Southern California.
Yeah, actually.
Okay. We need to be thinking happy now.
All right. So we're going to talk, speaking of happy, ex-wife of Jared Brigadon, who was the Microsoft executive. They have just arrested his ex-wife and charging her with murder or accessory to murder him. And this is what we're going to talk about later. And we'll just we'll throw a little teaser out because we got the former prosecutor here and public defender. And we do know about the criminal issues. One thing you do is in how he was shot, he was bringing his twins to his ex and drop them off, and he had his own little 9-month-old, 10-month-old daughter.
It was two-month-old
daughter.
I think it was 2 years old.
2 year old, whatever, daughter in the car seat. And sure enough, there's a tire in the middle of the road, and he stops, gets out to move the tire, and he's gunned down. And Todd said that, you know, as a criminal prosecutor, and he knows this stuff, some of the places, like he said in Detroit, what they will do is you get a kid that will lay in the middle of the road.
Yeah, car comes down the road, there's a kid. What would you do if you're driving down the road, there's a kid laying in the middle of the road? You stop, right?
Of course.
Yeah, not in Detroit. Because if you stop that car, then all of the friends of the kid, they're coming out from the side.
Yeah,
they come
over
to carjack.
Carjack,
so you just don't stop.
Well, you don't run them over, but you turn around. Todd, here's it coming up. You don't stop. You just keep going. But
I just want to know how.
Shift into third.
I want to know how committed that kid is to the game of chicken.
Yeah, well, you go around the kid is what you do. But like Todd said, that is. I mean, that's just a natural thing. You stop and you get out. Are you okay? You know, son, what's going on? And boom, they carjack you. And you're in trouble. So, well, it's wherever you go. You just got to be careful, vigilant. My son's in a law school in not the best part of town, but we talked to the police, and they said, you just got to be vigilant and watch. You know, you got to always watch. If you walk out to a car and you see people around it, be careful. And women. And this is not a sexist thing, but women with children, you've got to be very careful coming out of a Walmart or out of a supermarket,
a mall.
Mm-hmm. If you're walking to your car and you've got a couple of kids strapped, one in a stroller and one on your hip and carrying or whatever, you better be careful. You know what's going on, especially if you're driving like an SUV and you kind of come across as a mom, typical I'm going to call soccer mom. They'll target you. That's what they do because you can't watch all the kids in the car and everything.
Yeah, you're distracted.
Be very careful. Be very vigilant.
But, in too many areas, there are minimal repercussions for such crimes.
Yes,
that's the real challenge. So
that's exactly
out of control. And that I think is the problem.
Or you do what the one guys did with the 7-Eleven in California, where they beat the guy, took him down and beat the credit. Apparently, the guy had robbed many places, and he gets away with it. And he just casually walked in. I'm robbing you. I don't care. I'm not. There's nothing's going to happen. And he started putting the stuff in, and these two brothers apparently are friends that own this convenience store. The one grabbed him, threw him down. The other whipped him with a stick, just started whipping the crud out of him until he just started crying and telling him to stop, and they just kept whipping him like the old-fashioned days with a big stick. And, well, I guess he's not going to come rob that place again.
And you know what the DA said? Some people think the store clerk should be charged. Not going to happen.
Wow.
So, yeah, if the police
good for the DA.
I think so.
It's about time, right?
And he had targeted that store several times.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
He did. And they're like, we're tired of this because the cops couldn't do anything about it. They didn't do anything. All right, so that was all about the ex-wife of Jared. Is it B-R-I-D?
Bride again. I mean, we haven't really talked about the update.
Yeah.
We'll do that after.
But we're going to do that, and we're going to talk about that. And then we get into this sad thing about we want to talk about these, not all bunk beds, but some bunk beds you got to be careful of because there's some dangers with them. One of the things you have to be very careful of, and I'm getting on my soapbox, and I'm a personal injury lawyer. And I'm not saying I know everything, but I'm very vigilant. I'm very careful because I see it every day about things you do. Stupid things. Now, again, I don't want to get sued because say, oh, you did this or that, but I want to tell you a couple of things. I know we're going to go to case or no case, but there's things you need to remember and simple things. For example, the old fashioned cars, if you crashed or went into the water, How did you unlock your doors? It had the little thing, and you pulled it up, right? Well, now, remember, they don't have it. It's down in the car. If your electrical goes out, how do you open those? Sometimes it doesn't work. So I'm weird. When I'm driving around water, I unlock my doors when I'm driving. So if I'm driving near the levee or near whatever, if I could go in the water with the car, if there could be an accident, all my doors are unlocked. And that way, if you go into the water, you can get out. People laugh about it. They don't realize that. We all have those breakers in the car, too, to break windows. That's some stuff you should do. Anyway, that's case or no case. I mean, that's not a case or no case, but that's something Fred Pitti just got on his soapbox. No guarantees. That's just a few things that I like to do. We'll be back. We're going to do a case or no case.
Thank you, Fred. Todd, Fred, and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we break away. First break of the hour. Much more coming up on Radio Law Talk.
All
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny.
Available on Amazon Books now.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this daddy shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Shall we play a game?
Oh, stop it.
This is Radio Law Talk.
I don't care what you say, but before we go to case or no case, by the end of this radio show, we're going to figure out who the heavy breather is. It's either Cal, me, Denise, or Todd. And so we're going to listen to every single one of us.
Okay, I'll turn my mic on.
I'm not your father.
Darth Vader.
Roll case or no case.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Daniel Lieberg, a world-famous freelance photographer, People Magazine, in the old days, Life Magazine, even Sports Illustrated. This day, a national nature and geography magazine wanted him to go on a mountainside in Alaska, Mount Denali, and stay for 2 weeks and shoot with his camera in August. Shoot whatever he saw. Bring back the pictures. We'll write the article around it. He planned for a two-week stay, packed for midsummer in Alaska, but he arranged for a flight to a nearby airstrip that would take him up a few thousand feet by hiking, get some great stuff on film, and he did. All was well. But after 2 weeks and a couple of days for travel time, Daniel's family was concerned. They had not seen nor heard from him. They called the Alaska State Police and said, where is he? We don't know. So the air patrol flew over the top of him. They said they saw him waving a red piece of cloth. And the pilot said the wave was more of a greeting rather than a panic. So I didn't do anything about it. I just left him. And they flew back home and forgot about it. 1 week later, the family was frantic, and so was Daniel. They called the magazine and found out they had not booked a return flight for him out of the mountainside airstrip. So Daniel was stuck with no food and colder weather. And when they finally got to him, it was too late. He had already gone. He died. It was a 75-mile hike out to some civilization. He said, I can't go. It's too much of a risk. I'm going to die anyway. So he stayed in the camp and passed away. And the question, I think it's, you get to go first, Todd. His family said, listen, Alaska State Police, red flag, hello. And then they said, magazine, National Geographical Magazine with, you know, all that stuff, hello. You can't leave people out there like that. We want to know if we have a case or no case. Our dad's dead. We want it. We want to be compensated. What do you think?
Well, I think that the whole story reminds me of that Far Side cartoon. When the plane is overhead, and I said, oh, look down there, and the guy had spelled health instead of help. He goes, oh, no, we don't go down. It only says health. It doesn't say help.
Love it.
Yeah, golly. You know, I think that there could be a lot of liability all the way around. Everybody is at fault. I think that to a certain extent, you could even say that Daniel, without taking a look and making sure that he had a return flight out. Maybe that was he was the one that was supposed to do that. Maybe he should have used a different flag to flag down the plane that was overhead. You know, I'll say that this, I don't even know if it's a true story or not. I just don't think it's a case.
That's fair enough. Denise, what do you think about this?
It sounds like a series of unfortunate events. I can't even talk. Yeah.
Well, it's a heartbreaking
story. It's a movie,
story,
I understand.
You know, I lived up in Alaska for a period of time. Did you know that?
Yeah. You mentioned that.
Okay. Boy, something about this rings true. Like, there's something in the back of my mind that this is a scenario. I don't think a lawsuit comes out of it, though, so I'm going to say no case.
All right, Fred Penny, you've heard Todd say, and you've heard Denise say, and now you get your call.
You know what? I want to. I just want to be different, so I'm going to say it's a case.
Okay.
And I'm going to say the liability is, and I'm probably wrong, but that's okay. I just want to be different. I'm tired of, you know, being all the same thing. Look, the person that flew down there and saw him waving, that person is not liable because it's an emergency situation. They're not liable for making, you know, saving people's lives in emergency. However, the magazine is definitely liable because they put him out there. They should have made sure someone picked him up. That was their job, and they didn't do it. So the only thing that was important is hopefully when he got his payment at the very beginning before they flew him out there, he charged an extra $1,000 $1,000 for mosquito repellent, and because he would be eaten up by mosquitoes. He probably didn't die from anything but mosquito bites. So I'm going to say it's a case, and the family sues and wins against the magazine. It's probably, I think it's just a scenario, but I just want to do something different.
I like it. That's good. And I have adequate time to give you the answer to our case, if I may. Would you like it?
Yes.
Okay. It's a true story, and it's a case, and Daniel's family loses.
Oh, they lose.
Because as a part of the freelancer agreement, he's required to set up his own egress and out transportation out and then turn it into the company for reimbursement. He failed to do it. A sad story with a sad ending. All Daniel's family got was life insurance.
I got 1 point.
They got life insurance proceeds.
I think I got two.
And that's it.
Oh, no, just one.
No, because the family lost.
Family lost.
Right. But here's the deal, Cal.
Yeah.
When was this approximately what year did it say? Or
it was in the late 70s.
Late 70s. Yeah. How do you not, you fly in there, and how do you not, I'm just sorry, as a person that is halfway intelligent, I'm flying in here, do I have anyone lined up to pick me up? And not only do I have a person lined up, I need to have a backup. And do I have a, you know, I know back then they didn't have phones, but I've got to have at least two separate people lined up to figure out how to pick me up. If this one doesn't pick me up, because guess what? Someone might forget, or maybe a person passes away and
gets in a car wreck.
Gets in a car wreck, whatever. Yeah. You've got to have a secondary person to pick you up.
And by the way, the radios were shortwave. This was pre-satellite phone.
Right.
There was no communication out except a shortwave or ham radio.
But ham goes anywhere.
His stopped functioning. It did not.
Oh, it didn't function.
He couldn't get. He could not get word out.
There's got to be people. Well, I think the bears would have got to him before anything
you
else.
You can't take a ham radio. That'll attract bears.
Yeah. Here's my question.
It's like a hot dog radio. Yeah, go ahead.
Here's my question. I'm going to look it up on the internet. Yeah. I would like to see, I guarantee when they finally found him, he had a lot of photos. I'd like to see what those photos
are. His stuff was really pretty good, yeah.
But I'm saying that's weird. Those were the last photos he ever took.
Up close animal pictures.
Yeah. Up close. That'd be interesting. All right, we'll be back hour two. We're going to talk about some hour three.
Didn't know they had anacondas in Alaska.
Ex-wife of Jared Breidigan arrested in the Microsoft executive's murder. We'll be back.
All right, Fred, thanks. Lots of good stuff coming up next right here on Radio Law Talk. All you have to do is stay tuned. We'll have it all for you. Don't go away.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Radio Law Talk and Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Attention. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, the IRS is cracking down by hiring 87,000 new agents to garnish your paycheck and put liens on homes and businesses. They can even seize your bank account. The IRS calls it enforced compliance, and now they have the manpower to get you. Penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily. So call One-Stop Tax Relief Shop and get the IRS off your back. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered.
Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533.
One-Stop Tax Relief has resolved thousands of cases since 2014 and saved clients millions of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. Get the IRS off your back.
Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
Call 800-676-0151. 800-676-0151.
USA News Update. Hurricane Hilary has been downgraded to Category 3, but forecasters warn it's still a dangerous storm. The latest update from the National Hurricane Center puts Hilary about 235 miles west-southwest of the Baja Peninsula in Mexico, with sustained winds about 125 miles per hour. the U.S. is entering a new three-way partnership with South Korea and Japan.
I want to thank you for your leadership, and I say it again, for your courage that brought us together. I look forward to working with both of you ahead.
President Biden on Friday announced historic actions to increase cooperation between the Indo-Pacific nations. The FBI is looking for a Florida Proud Boy who failed to appear in federal court for sentencing. Christopher Worrell was convicted on 7 counts stemming from his actions during the January 6th riot. Prosecutors are asking for 14 years in prison, citing his lack of remorse. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk.
So, Todd, you wanted to give us a kind of a preview of Jared Breitigan before we get started on this.
This is the Microsoft executive who about 18 months ago was shot dead in the middle of the road. And as you had talked about, Fred, it looked like he had his twins in the car. He had stopped his vehicle to remove a tire in the road that was in the road, and he was shot and killed at that point in time. The backstory is that he and his first wife had gone through a contentious divorce. He had remarried, and he and his first wife and his now new family were all living very close to each other in Florida. His first wife had remarried or was in a relationship with a new beau. They were big into CrossFit, and he was a fitness trainer, and she was big into all of that as well. And still, things were very contentious as it dealt with the children. Ultimately, it turns out that his first wife and her, were they married? Was it her husband or boyfriend?
She was remarried.
So his first wife and her new husband had a rental property, and the first suspect to be arrested was the person that lived in their rental property. Now, after that happened, about 6 months ago, maybe a little longer, the first wife's new husband was arrested. So you've got the tenant and the husband arrested, and the first wife had relocated to the state of Washington. Well, now she has been arrested this last week after the 18-month investigation, but the reports are allegedly that she was the mastermind of the whole thing to have her first husband killed. Because
they're pointing the finger, the guys that are arrested. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. There, it wasn't us; it was her. And most recently, as of this morning, we learned that she is fighting extradition from the state of Washington to be extradited back to Florida to face these murder charges, which potentially could carry the death penalty.
Yeah, interesting. Wow. Let me bring one thing up. Just mind, he had dropped the twins off.
Yes.
And then he had his daughter in it, just the one daughter.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
So it wasn't, he didn't have the twins, and he had the one daughter from his marriage.
He was just coming back from delivering the twins to his ex-wife.
Right.
Yes, yes. And that was that was one of the sources of contention, was the twins were their two children by the first marriage, and then when he remarried, he had another child. So he had just dropped off the twins that were his ex-wife's kids, and then when he was shot dead, it was with his third child with the new wife.
Isn't this just crazy? Right. It's like, just if you don't get along, you don't have to kill them. I mean, it's like, but my wife always says, it's like we're talking about the lady in Utah that's up for trial. I always forget the names that gave
a book writer
fentanyl to her husband to kill him off because of a divorce situation, and you know that happened. There's another one. A husband came in and killed his wife and his children and his mother-in-law in Utah. I mean, just, you know, come on. I mean, what is going on here with this?
I told Donna, you can have our insignificant estate. If you want out badly,
just don't knock me off.
You can take all the nothing that we have.
I mean, maybe we should be following the examples of the Reese Witherspoons and Britney Spearses of the world. And look, if you're not happy, move on to somebody else, you know?
Next, that's what...
And on.
Yes, well. And the Elizabeth Taylors of the world. Oh, just keep... Yeah.
I don't... Maybe it's just... I'm on my soapbox today, my soapbox day, but maybe just in the old days, I was a young kid, and I didn't know as much, but it just seems like there's more of this in today's society. Maybe it's because social media, because the media, but maybe because it's reported more, but I don't get... When I remember growing up, and again, it wasn't a perfect place we grew up, but I don't remember any of this type of stuff happening, ever, even, you know, till I was past a teenager.
I think it happened, but as we have, our news now really focuses a lot on the ugly things that happen.
News always has. There's just more of it. I think Denise is more available.
There's more of it.
Yeah.
Well, I think
it's easier for it to go far,
that's
too.
That's the point. Yeah,
I think there is more going on, though, in the country than it was back in the 60s and 70s.
But
you're right, Denise. I agree.
I can't imagine. I can't remember. You know, you think about back in the day when we were growing up. Back in my day, the only source that you had for news was either the newspaper or what was on the 6 o'clock news, 11 o'clock news that night. And you've got an editor or a station chief or something that's deciding, all right, we only have so much print, we only have so much airtime, these are the stories we're going to go with, right? 260 million people in the United States. These are the stories that we can go from. But now, now every local news station can upload news in their locality, and you can go and read it. And so you don't have that filter of, you know, editors and things to go through as much. You still do a little bit, but you can get the information almost immediately. As it's happening sometimes.
But nowadays, look, you don't, when you throw the poop that's on fire during Halloween on the front porch, you know, of my dad's house when we're little kids, and my dad doesn't stomp it out, instead takes off running and catches these 8, 17-year-olds at full speed, little they know he's a Marine, and grabs him by the neck, at the nap of the neck, and shakes him up a little bit, and then drags him to their parents' house, and basically said, I'm going to take you out, Dad. My dad is that way. He goes, here, these are your kids, and if you don't do something about it, I'm going to take you out. That's the way my dad was. As in, not like shoot everybody, beat him up. Those were the old days, you know. That's pretty funny what my dad did. I'll never forget that door ring. I don't forget, my dad's passed away, and that was in the 60s, so I think the There's nothing they can do.
But now fights are settled with guns.
Guns. That's exactly right. That's what I'm saying. In the old days, dad went and grabbed them, drug them to their parents' house, you know, and that's what happened. And that's many a times the sheriff in our local town that I grew up, I had kids thrown in the back and taken into mom and dad's house. The difference is, mom and dad would do something about it usually, you know, and threaten the kids or at least.
Saying, that stupid sheriff shouldn't be touching my kids.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
So I don't know why I'm on a soapbox today. Let's move on. Let's talk a little bit about this, the sad part. I don't even want to leave it with this, so we make sure we have something else we talk about before. But
wait, but this was a hit. Wouldn't you suggest this Microsoft story? Isn't it obvious this was a hit?
Yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to follow it. We're going to follow through with it. And they just arrested everyone. Obviously, there were some issues and backlash. He was married to you look at the pictures, just a normal, looked like an average, normal American family with two other children that he had with his second wife. And, I don't know. Wasn't there another individual in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, that was knifed.
I thought that was in New York.
Oh no, that's
something different. I'm talking about
the one that was knifed. That was the Cash App founder,
right? Yeah,
And they're now
finding that it might have been a
the brother of the girl he was dating,
or something like that.
Yeah,
the brother of the girl he was dating, who was married to somebody else. Yeah. It's just
pretty complicated.
Yeah. And there have been a lot of developments in that one. They just had their preliminary hearing, and the defense was shocked that the charges were not dropped at the preliminary hearing. And I was not shocked they weren't dropped. I mean, he might have a valid defense, but not enough for a judge to drop.
Well, we talked about the investigation into the knife, or what the defense said was the lack thereof, right? Todd, you brought that up.
Yeah, they said there was no fingerprints. They didn't fingerprint it right. They had a bunch of things. The problem is, in a preliminary hearing, that's great evidence. Let a jury decide. Unless you're coming up at a preliminary hearing with a defense that could absolutely exclude you, like, here's my alibi, my plane ticket and video of me in Europe when this was happening in San Francisco. Yeah. Absent something that completely excludes you, that is incontrovertible, that's not going to get dismissed. It's just not.
So. Yeah, his name's Bob Lee, and he was fatally stabbed in San Francisco downtown. Apparently, they knew each other, and it was had to do with the suspect. Now that they're going after his sister, something to do with him. There's an argument, and
they've got video of the two of them earlier in the evening riding in the same car.
Yeah,
so
crazy. We'll be back. We've got more to talk about. Maybe we'll end on some happy notes. But all I'm gonna say about this is, large verdict, one of the biggest in Ohio history, and double check your bunk beds to make sure they're safe and are not on the list of unsafe bunk beds. And that's all I want to talk about. I don't want to bring it up next half. Actually, we're not going to end on this. We'll be back after that.
All right. Thanks, Fred. As Fred said, there's a lot more coming up right here on Radio Law Talk. And to get to it, your access is free. You stay on the radio, or you go over to RadioLawTalk.com and click in there if your station's not carrying us for the third hour. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Radio Law Talk.
How did that happen?
This is Radio Law Talk.
Back to our final segment of the three-hour show. Don't forget, we're 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday, usually live. Very rare that we do a best of, but appreciate you joining us. Tell your friends and family. Info@radiolawtalk.com if you want to talk to us. Alec Baldwin may be charged, may not be charged with the shooting in on the Rust scene, on the Rust movie. What do you call it? Not the scene. The what do you call it?
Rust. Movie set.
The movie set. Call it. I had a little brain fart. A movie set. So, and by the way, they're finishing the movie in California right now. Or if they haven't already finished it, I think that movie is going to come out and be watched by millions just because of what's happened here.
From at least one time it will be watched, whether it's watched a second time. That's where movies make their money. Yeah. If it's so compelling, right, they go back and watch it a second time.
But right, that's exactly right. So what's the latest, Todd? We're talking about what, first of all, you had an analysis on.
Well, so there's this question about whether or not he's going to be they can refile charges against him. Remember, the charges were dropped back in April against Alec Baldwin, still charges against the armorer. But the charges, the manslaughter charges were dropped against Alec Baldwin. And then after that was dropped, there's this new analysis that has come out where they've analyzed the gun. And the results of the new analysis are that the gun, the trigger, had to have been pulled. And that goes contrary to Baldwin's statement, which is, I pulled the hammer back, but I never pulled the trigger, which would allow the hammer to go down and strike the bullet, which caused the death. And I'm looking at this going, all right, the reasons they dismissed the case, in my opinion, this new report does not cure the defect that led to the dismissal. Remember, the dismissal was based upon the prosecutors. Special prosecutors dropped the involuntary manslaughter charge, citing information that the revolver might have been modified before the shooting and malfunctioned, right? Well, the FBI tested that revolver, and guess what? The FBI actually destroyed some of the parts of the revolver when they did their test. This new test that comes out saying he had to have pulled the trigger, that test was using the revolver with replacement parts that showed that it had to be pulled. Well, here's the problem with that analysis and why you're gifting the defense a huge defense. If you used replacement parts, how do you know you reconstructed the revolver with the same malfunction that existed in the revolver at the time Alec Baldwin was holding it?
Or the same modification.
Well, the same malfunction as a result of the modifications, because it's the malfunction that the defense is going to say caused the gun to misfire, to fire. Right? So how do you know you recreated the gun? All we really know is that maybe you recreated the gun using alternate parts that cured the malfunction. Well, we're dealing with a gun that had a malfunction. It's not the same condition of the gun at the time of the incident. And the reasons that the prosecution gave for dismissing the charge are not cured by this report. And I'll be surprised if they refile, because they have to see that defect. It's glaring. And if they do refile, the defense is going to have a field day with that, an absolute field day with it.
Yeah, really sad story. I hate to, this is very interesting in New Jersey. I always say be very careful how you're driving. We try to all be careful, but sometimes you just – there's mistakes you make, and that's part of life, and it's sad and tragic. But a New Jersey cop this month, month of August, was just sentenced to – and he pled guilty to, I believe it's 5 years in prison for striking and killing. There's an individual that was walking. It was late at night. It was in October. And killed a nurse that was walking on the side of the road at 2 a.m. And that's not the weird thing. But obviously, this former officer, New Jersey police officer, hit this person, this man, and didn't know what to do. And he was intoxicated. And he was with a friend in the car, loaded the body up and drove home. And then called around, like, called his sergeant, like, what do I do? But he clearly, instead of, like, immediately getting the ambulance there to try to see what happened, if they could save this person, loaded him in the car, drove him to his house, tried to figure out, called his mom, his parents, and then the individual apparently died. The person that was killed, this nurse, was in a Halloween outfit, apparently after a night of partying in a Halloween outfit. And they didn't quite know what he was doing on the side of the road. And apparently he was on the edge close to the road. It wasn't like he was way over
to the
side. It was
like a country road almost,
yeah,
right?
And he was like right on the edge walking. And
right.
So I could see how, you know, you're drifting a little bit. Well, he was intoxicated. If he wasn't intoxicated, he probably wouldn't have hit him. But so he gets that many years. But the interesting thing is the father of the kid who died, when I say kid, he was in his 20s, said, quote, at the sentencing, he said to the defendant, the former New Jersey police officer, I forgive you, boy. And he looked directly at him. I understand you're a young person. I lost my son. Thank God, though, you're still alive. Wow. I mean, this is a dad that just lost his son. And you have a chance to fix your life. He went on and said, I will cross my fingers for you. Now, you talk about a dad that is just the epitome of Christ-like. Oh, my gosh, that would be difficult for me to do. But he stepped up and just forgave the guy right there. But what's interesting is he and his passenger both drove the body back to their house and tried to figure out what to do instead of call the police right now. Call the ambulance.
But, Fred, in all fairness, they were in New Jersey. What are they doing?
Oh. Okay. New Jersey. All right. Todd, you got one last.
Well, yeah, Tesla is being sued, and they're seeking to create a class and a class action lawsuit against Tesla because the 350 to 400 mile range on some of their cars is coming back, and the actual mileage gotten on a single charge is, as alleged, significantly lower. You know, I've got mixed feelings about this lawsuit against Tesla. Boy, if that is going to create a lawsuit, when have you ever gotten the estimated gas mileage out of your gas-powered car? I drove a car for a while, an SUV that was supposed to get, 19 to 20 miles per the per gallon on the highway. I was lucky if I got 14. There's so much that goes into your mileage. How you drive, are you thromping on the gas, are you braking, how many people do you have in the car? I mean, it's a variable, so we'll see how this lawsuit plays out, but Tesla getting sued again.
Well, you know what's interesting about that is it's interesting about these electric cars. And I know Denise is such a pro electric car person. I'm not electric.
I got a hybrid. I love mine.
I have a hybrid and an electric.
Wait a minute. Hybrid's different than the all electric.
And they do get the mileage.
And the number of people that I've talked to that have them said the biggest thing that they complain about is pulling off to charge it and waiting in line with other people. And when it's hot, only a couple of them are working the chargers and sitting there for hours. Anyway, we'll move on. Thanks for joining us. We're going to do a what right now?
Oh, well, I think it's time for us to do...
There we go.
Your quick take. So
I'll go.
I'll bet you have yours ready.
I've got mine ready.
All right, go. Here you go.
All right, Britney Spears divorced again. I wonder... What? Did you guys were doing
it? We all did the same one.
No, well, let's do it. Let's all do it.
All right.
Go ahead.
I wonder now how the... I wonder now how the dances that she does on the videos will change, right? Todd, as a single person, you're in charge of watching those dances to make sure they stay the same.
Okay.
Give us a full report.
All right, on the Britney Spears divorce, it's just proof that no matter how good looking they are, there's someone out there that's sick of their garbage.
All right.
Fair enough. Denise, what's yours?
Britney's final word on her divorce was, "Oops, I did it again."
Thanks for joining us. We're talking about Britney at the very end. You know this is a low-end talk show. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week, 9 to noon Pacific time. I'm Frederick Finney, your host, with Todd Kunin, Denise Dirks, and Gal Hunter. See ya.
RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.